we're a very welcoming group. Oh my god. No, we're a very welcoming group. We like everyone to feel included at our cafe. Like, even when we go up on stage and play games with people, we pull people from the crowd to come play games with us.
Get a little bit involved. Yeah. What kind of games? What type of games?
Oh, fan service.
Pocky. Yes.
Pocky kissing game.
Are you guys familiar with Suck and Blow?
Warning. The following podcast will most definitely contain language that will both offend and stimulate. Any situations mirroring your real life are purely coincidental and have nothing to do with you. Calm your tits, sit down, and enjoy the show.
And you are now listening to Activate LA Radio.
Oh, yeah. What's up, everybody, man? What's up, ladies and gentlemen, man? Thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all for listening to our show. And that show is the Activate LA Radio Show. This is your boy. This is your friend. You're a friend. Your amigo. Your Tomodachi. Ray Funk, a.k.a. the talented Mr. Funk. And I am here chilling and kicking it with my boy.
Tremaine.
Is that Italian again? Because like last time we were like, oh, I'm like, Tremaine. I'm like, dude, that's Mexican. I'm like, no, that's Italian.
Baby. It's foreign. It's foreign. Hey. It's from not here.
It's from not here. All right. Like, so sexy.
From a place you've never been. And you let go.
And speaking of sexy, man, what's up, Face One, man? How you doing, my brother?
How you doing, man? I feel like it's been a minute.
Man, yeah, man. Well, I saw you guys at the artwork, chocolate art show. You know what I mean? It was a great night. It was good.
Chocolate art.
I met a lot of cool people, man. I gotta say,
right now, those are the biggest titties I ever saw in my life.
Well, mine's?
The body art.
Don't play with my titties.
Like, to see as far as
that shit was ridiculous.
Yeah, Cochino.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, they're body painting.
Oh, the chocolate art.
Pictures, guys.
Isn't that what Chester was doing last weekend?
Doing what?
The chocolate art.
I think it was two weekends ago.
Yeah.
I think. Well, yeah, it's an ongoing event for about how long? About maybe 4 years now?
4 years.
No, yeah. This has been, I'd say at least 7 or 8 years.
Damn. Yeah, it's been for a minute. So they got free chocolate.
That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, I think that she was doing that event. Yeah, so what is it again?
So it's Chocolate and Art. They get a lot of about over 100 LA underground artists, and they offer free chocolate, like a chocolate fountain.
Yeah.
And then live music, DJs.
Because when you say Chocolate and Art, I think somebody's taking a shit on a canvas.
You know what?
That's actually Cleveland Steamer Art Festival.
Oh, no. Well, before I give you the story. Before I give you the story, let me introduce, you know, our host and guest host tonight. And
Guest host,
man. We got Dre all day.
From
the new Super Audio Show.
Dre all day coming to you from Activate LA, place to be. I'm in the place to be. It's nice to see you guys. I got Lady Boo with me.
Yeah.
Lady Boo. How to do it.
You guys got the little sound boxes.
I know.
We're very fancy over here.
When Tremaine finds them for some reason out, like, in the street.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, look what I found, bro.
Distracting from my personal.
That's how we start. That was the first one.
Streets. Yeah, everything.
Like, let me see that one over there. I think that's the one Andrew DeWitt be using.
Yeah.
That is the one he be using. Damn.
Classics.
Yeah. That's some Andrew DeWitt shit.
So, check out the fart one, though.
Yeah.
Now, check out this one.
Upgraded version.
Watch.
That's a squeaker.
Yeah.
Hey, Ray, another upgrade.
That's a lady
fart.
You can press that multiple times. Like, that one, once it plays, you have to let it play out. This one, you can do a tap.
Oh, wow.
Next level. Next level. We're going big places. We're going big places, guys.
The places that shows, and the places that goes.
let me.
That sounds like a rusty trombone. You guys know about that one?
So let me introduce, you know, our friends here. We got Lady Boo. Dude. We got Dre. It's the motherfucking remix. I'm so happy, man. You guys are here in the studio, man. It's
good to be here.
It's an honor, to be honest. You know what I mean? Like,
that's not really an honor.
Shit. It is. No, it is. Because, man, we came back over here, and it was kind of like the Spaniards when they returned back to Spain after like being in the Discover America.
Oh,
Okay.
Yeah, they found golden treasures. Yeah.
Okay.
It was good. Like hurts.
Yeah, really.
I found precious.
Are we Spaniards? Wait a minute. What's going on here?
I know.
This sounds racist.
I mean, I don't want to be the Spaniards, but
one of y'all is named Alexander.
But we discovered gold, you know, like knowledge wise.
Are you saying this because I'm Cuban?
We discovered gold.
Hey. Yeah, that was gold.
What kind of Cuban B?
Yo, I like Cristina.
Yes. Cuban B.
But yeah, let's go back to where you said about chocolate and art, about like taking somebody taking a
chocolate fart.
We talked about this
chocolate
before
on chart.
No, we talked about this with the ladies of Cloud Nine and a Goddess Hacks. Chocolate and Art show was the first time ever that I've seen Blumpkin live.
Blumpkin. That's where somebody gets a blowjob.
All right. Yeah. So you're
All right.
Guess we've had who actually said it.
Boom. I know what that is.
I mean, we don't want to say the like, first Latino.
Is that good or bad? I don't know if I'm honored or insulted. What the fuck?
That means
that you're privy. You're privy knowledge that most of society may not be privy to.
Yeah. Well, I do
not. But now I understand why you feel like
encounter.
That.
Encounter. One. Alan Chester.
And I recorded that shit.
Do you know what a rim job is?
Like when they like lick the whole like lolly around.
Where?
I was just testing the tray.
Let's take this to the next level, guys. Did you just hear me say I was a rusty trombone, right?
Yeah.
A guy in the optical department, right? I'm going for a fucking, this is at least 10 or so years. But the guy, he's from Seattle as well. So we're talking. And he's like, he said some shit, and he's like, yeah, man, I'm like a rusty trombone. I'm like, a rusty trombone? Like, that's when she's like in front of you, jacking you out, but she's behind playing the horn. Like, I said, yo, what the fuck? What the fuck? So, when I said that, nobody gets it, and I feel so lonely. It's so lonely. Nobody needs to know this shit.
It's called
outside. Nobody needs to know this
shit. You need to educate.
It's when they lick the booyo and jerk you off.
Híjole.
Isn't that what it is?
The rusty trombone.
Is that what it is? That's yeah. It is.
Yeah, you lick the booty hole and they jerk you out. They're playing the rusty trombone.
No, he licks the booty hole. Like,
whoa.
Now, you know what this means?
Generally
right?
Speaking is what he's talking
about. Yeah. Oh,
that's a shake. Right? That means you're pumping it up.
Exactly.
Getting buff.
This guy needs to get his head out the gutter.
Oh, God.
God damn
it. I'm trying to work out my biceps.
I'm going to be honest. This is a third grade podcast.
Did you bring condoms?
You said boo-boo.
So we can't play who's smarter than a fifth grader.
All
right. Shout out to Jeff Foxworthy getting that motherfucker.
If anybody's smarter than a fifth grader, it's Dre over here because he's the only one.
Yeah, Dre was cracking with you. Like, you masturbating to my pictures right now? Like, what you looking at?
Everything is everything.
Damn.
You motherfuckers remedial comedy bores me.
Man, how was the drive over here, man? It was cool. It was a Sunday. Yeah.
I mean, there was little traffic, so that was good.
Yeah. So, the summations try to run over you guys? No. Like, it was Gardena, so. Like,
no, we did see the chopper, though, like, looking for somebody.
Yeah.
Go to the chopper!
We were like, okay, I guess we're there.
Yeah,
you're getting close.
Yeah. I thought we were in the ghetto.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we are in the ghetto.
It is
the
ghetto.
Nice to know you guys are in the ghetto, too.
We're like,
see, we told you it was in the Compton Hills.
I said, really? Yeah. So I thought it was like.
I used to drive and pick up some fucking metal right here, some Asian. No offense.
Hey, man. I got Asian. No, he's black.
No, not all Asians, just those Asians at that metal shop are assholes.
Oh, man. No, but we told you, like, everything, like, we were, like, on the west side of the 110, you know, because, like, on the east side of the 110, that's Compton. But once you come over here, it's Gardena, so that's, like, Compton Hills, the rich part of Compton. Many people get it.
We don't really know this area, so.
But it's kind of cool to, you know, come around, you know.
You have a Krispy Kreme, so how bad can it be?
Oh, it's really bad. I love your area. Though. Remember, I was telling you about my history with the whole.
What side of town you?
City of Bell. You know where Atlantic is?
Oh, Bell.
Okay. You know where Florence is?
Off the 710. Okay, Bell.
Hey, by Commerce, by where I work.
Don't be a Bellin, mate.
Two by two. Two miles.
Like above Whittier and all that?
Oh, it's no, way.
It's way west.
You know where.
Whittier and south.
Not Cerritos
either?
No.
Oh, now hold on.
Downey,
the DR.
Downey.
Can I come more? Bell Gardens. More.
The DR loves Whittier, bro. Like, he went to this, like, event in Whittier. He had, like, his hair out. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, girls, Latinas are like, órale. And he's like, man, I love this side of China.
Just, hey, Drake, just tell him you're Cuban. Just tell him you're Cuban, dude.
No, he's not.
Drake. Talk a little Spanish.
Well, you're Latina, too, right? Like, you're Panama? Like, you're from Panama? Like, your grandma or mom?
My mother's from Panama.
There you go.
Why are you so shy, though? Like, yeah, you know.
Maybe. People trip out when they see a black Cuban, they see a black-ass guy, and then he just starts talking Spanish. Like, what the fuck? Yeah, that guy's Cuban.
Arriba, like, soccer, you'd be a fucking god.
Oh, I think you would, dude.
Hey, soccer players run the most of any other sport.
It's like bounce the ball off you.
Yeah, they run up and down and they don't get.
Yeah, but who wants to be that kind of player?
Yeah, you get tired.
Throw himself on the floor. They like.
I mean, let's say there's like a sick. Whoa!
Are you trying to say? No athletes get pussy?
No, not.
I think he is.
I'm just saying, if you play soccer, you. They just you got. They run the most.
You sure soccer gets the most?
And you no nothing. Performance.
Now hold on, motherfucker. Podcasters, we're attractive too. Okay, podcasters, the best fucking, like fucking sport ever out there. You know, we lift, we drink, we like turn knobs. Oh, I don't know. I'm just trying to promote.
He's
shit.
really going with it.
I'm passionate.
Hey, too much information.
Hey guys, don't forget about me. I do things.
What's
up, Tremaine? What are you doing for fun? What is it you
do? I work.
It's so fucking cool. Like, I'm actually glad you had to ask that question. Because a girl asked him this question. And he's like, yeah, you know, fucking some shit happened at work. And the girl's like, what do you do for work? I fucking work. That's what I fucking do.
For the record, I didn't say fucking.
But, you know, you guys.
What'd you say, Tremaine?
I just said I work.
No, you didn't. Not like that.
I work.
You look like cocky like that.
What do you do?
I work. Like he's like Tommy from Iron. You don't know what he does.
Tremaine, are you telling me you work like you grind, or are you trying to say you're gainfully employed?
I make it happen.
So you're saying nonsense though, Trump. Tell me the words. What do you do?
We're here all right now seeing eye to eye. That's all that matters.
All right. For the fourth floor.
No, but you know one thing I like to tell, like, you know,
you
like.
You work at Toys R Us?
Hey, I fucked Jeffrey up though. Jeffrey came up, I gave that motherfucker a stunner and a rude.
Not at Toys R Us, the retail, the corporation. Like, he works in the division where he has to test out the toys and whatnot. He's a little shy about it.
No, but what it is? You gotta try the baby toys?
Hey, I'm learning so much about this motherfucker. I'm learning so much right
now. We always learn about
it. Is that what you do, Dre? Are you saying you do? Are you projecting on him?
I like that job. I like it.
I like that
He's like, I know what Tremaine does. Tremaine works for a chemical warehouse where he loves it, where he gets massages once a week.
Oh, damn.
What's her name, Marlene?
Me and my ex-girlfriend used to speculate about what Tommy did in Martin. Like, some type of job.
What does he do?
Because that's the thing. You don't know. You never find out.
No, you don't.
You ain't got no damn job.
But he's like, I'm still in the story and I still haven't found out.
He does something.
He like.
Hey, shout out to, like, rest in peace. We said that yesterday as well. We did a crossover to Dusty and Heidi. That was one of the Stop a Black Guy Dusty has.
I felt offended.
Question.
I'm not here.
The station that Martin worked at. And, you know, it's like, you know, they got WKRP Cincinnati. He was working at WZUP. We was talking about, you know, rest in peace, homeboy played
Tommy.
Tommy died. Yeah. But also during that, like, you know, like the people were starting to come out of the woodwork. Not woodworks, but they're starting to get a little more attention to him. So Cole, the guy that played Cole. It came out that him and Martin really didn't fuck with each other. No. Like,
they fell out. And you know Martin was stalking Gina.
Like, what? Like,
was he pumping Gina?
Yeah, he got in trouble and shit. He was like.
Like on real life or on the show?
Real life.
Yeah. God damn.
Yeah, he was assaulting her, like trying to like sexually assault her.
Well, during the show, right?
I don't want to be Hannibal Burns and shit with fucking.
He got this so much bad, shit. Man. Cause all that shit happened after he made that fucking joke, right? He had to be so, like, you know what I mean, especially.
Kidding, just not kidding.
Well, he was just speaking the truth, cause it's been up there. It's been like, you know, what's his fucking name? Bill fucking.
Dirty Puddin' Pop.
Cosby.
Bill Cosby was, you know, accused of raping.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, that's not a joke. That's just true. But then it fell out.
Yeah, but it was never. I'll come into the defense now because my friends are black. You know what I mean. But it was never proven. It was never proven that Bill Cosby.
Yeah, they're in court right now. They're about to prove it.
R.I.P. to actor Tommy.
It's okay though. Like, he could still be raping. You could be like, he's a rapist and be cool with black people. Like, they didn't rape.
Yeah, so right.
Yeah, I don't,
like,
yeah, I I don't get that either. Yeah, like, one black person does. Yeah, I don't give a fuck if he's guilty
or
not.
You know what? It's okay. Right. You can sleep at night.
For the people like tuning in for my ESL class, no culiaron.
Yes, nice,
all right. I have a lot of dude. You guys know that, like, for the radio show, what I do, and like, actually, this is the first time ever that I'm gonna come out clean, not out of the closet.
Oh,
you know?
Shit, is it an really? Intervention?
No, yeah. I go to AA meetings just to get on the
just to laugh,
no, just to like get on stage and break it down and practice. You know what I'm going to say, the way I'm going to speak.
You stand up? Oh, that's how you practice public speaking?
Yeah.
Public speaking lessons is going to be A.
I've been looking for Toastmasters, though. I've been looking for Toastmasters class around here. But the nearest one, I think it's like somewhere like in Long Beach. So,
guess. See, I thought you were going to say I go to abortion clinics to pick up on chicks.
Shout out to Sleazy Sal.
I
know you need some comforting right now. I have a deluxe apartment in my mom's basement. If you want to come by and eat some cheese doodles, I'm available.
But it's crazy that the stories that you hear, you know, from people, it's shit that you know exists already. Somebody's fucking up. Mm-hmm. What are you playing with your like, little... Oh, no. He's doing a drug deal. He's doing a drug deal.
Wait. I'm a motherfucking techie, and you're not going to bust out a flip phone. What is that, Android, iPhone?
It's vintage. Vintage electronics.
I've never owned a touchscreen.
Are you off the grid?
For your knowledge, sir.
I've never owned one.
You know, regular.
VR hates the touchscreen technology.
Is he making the transition? Almost. Are we watching the transformation here?
Almost.
He's going to get color because
he's not fully convinced it's a full-fledged technology. Yeah. It's not going to...
No, I'm not that... No, I just it bothers my fingers. Like, I've never had one. So a friend of mine gave this to me. I need it to so I can work.
The DR needs to feel what he's saying.
Yeah,
that touchscreen has no feel.
I'm not mad at you. I'm just a little sad, man. It makes me cry just a little bit.
Yeah.
Hey, right now.
No, but those kilos though, they ain't be selling those.
I hate theme song. I hate touchscreen
phones.
But those kilos that he be selling though, like, you know what I mean?
What's
with that? Hold on, the keys drop. Look at the keys.
Now if you bust out a sidekick too, I'm gonna laugh.
No, yeah.
Sidekick.
Yeah, I did too.
No, he says, I got an iPod Touch, I got a flip phone and a sidekick.
What about
cars?
What is that? I haven't seen that many keys since my elementary school janitor.
What was that? What was that? Microsoft Windows iPod Shroom Share
Zoom.
Remember?
Zoom. Yeah.
And I like that shit because you were able to
it was horrible.
I never owned one, but like, for example, with the iPod, you had to like, you can listen to your phone or like whatever the fuck's in the iPod on iTunes, but you cannot extract them. Well, now probably you can.
Yeah, now you could because they got sued and they had to open it up.
That was kind of fucked up, right?
That was their shit. That's the way they are. They've been like that their whole life.
Yeah.
You're going to buy our shit, use our motherfucking software, use our plugs, and you're going to like it. And I don't give a fuck.
No, it's true.
You'll be lying when we come on with the new shit, charge you as much as we want, and I don't give a fuck.
Hey, yo, bro, they saying that's not safe and fair what you doing. You're going to have to spread your cheeks like everybody else.
Have you guys ever read the terms and conditions? They come for your firstborn.
I'm Mexican. I just opened that shit, bro.
Nobody gives a fuck. They signed that shit. Anyway, all right, give me the next iPhone.
Yeah, no, but that was fucked up, though, man. That was like, you know, you cannot extract the fucking... So it's like kind of like you can put it in, but you can't pull out.
You can't pull out.
No, like the phone. Like you can put a song on your iPod, but you can't take it out.
You must not really want it, because if you would have gone online, you could have found software that would allow you to do that.
That would have done it. Yeah, but you know, back then...
I remember doing it back in the day.
But back then in the iPod days, it was like... People weren't really so techy They're just like, let me put a CD, can we burn it?
Of technology. That iPod was their whole convenient, like, external music.
There was MP3 players way before iPods.
But the iPod
made it cool because of all their marketing. Like, their marketing.
That's where people were buying the phone for fashion instead of functionality.
The iPhone. Are you talking about
the iPhone? Not the phone, the iPod.
Make up your goddamn mind.
It's all the same thing now. It was all part. It was just like a baby step situation, but the people were buying it for the fashion, not the functionality.
Yeah.
Because it was like a thing to have the iPod.
Not at first.
It's
not
a touch. The
not at
wheel.
First, because you remember the first one. You remember how big that motherfucker was.
Shit, yeah.
That motherfucker was thick though.
When it was for fashion, was when they came out with the minis and the colors.
Oh my god!
And everybody got it for their birthday.
But who did Apple get that from? You gotta look at your Nintendo people. All these fucking Game Boys.
We didn't talk about that. So you want to see where that came?
Nintendo came up with the original.
Let me raise my hand for this one. I think it's time. Is that time on the show that we introduce and let the listeners know, you know, about who's in the house, and we're doing the crossover with, so they can understand, you know what I mean?
Don't worry, he introduced the other people like five times.
No!
Okay,
thank you. I did.
No, okay, we got two more times. Thanks for the warning.
No, and I'm going to edit this part, but it's for the people.
It's not
going to
edit it.
Okay. Oh, dude, that shit like 5 hours. Like,
that was the only one that was missing it. I was
like, for the people tuning in, you know what I mean? Like, I want to introduce is the new Super Audio like show, and you guys specialize in news. And
we specialize in it, so the next part is show.
I'm a backup bro. You got the shit is together. It's where you had your segments. Yeah, you just cut shit off
segments.
Hey, but hold up.
Now hold on.
So you said like you heard the voice in the back of your head. The one that always gets me, you gotta tell me where this is from.
Is he talking to himself?
I can understand. I had like a cool Moldy or like a Grandmaster Melly Mel Cage with put a quarter in your ass because you played yourself. Where the fuck is that from?
That's from the original symphony. And it was
Juice Crew. No, okay.
Yeah, Juice Crew, the original symphony, because Snoop Dogg did another version of Ghetto Symphony. But the original symphony was by Juice Crew, and that was Big Daddy Kane.
Put a quarter, yeah. Okay, so Big Daddy Kane's like smooth. Put a quarter. He says like smooth.
Yeah.
But you gave it like that bark. It's gonna be that forever. I love that.
Put a quarter in your ass because you paid yourself. I'm going. I used to be a rapper, but no, I wanted to be a rapper. That's a better word for it.
Hey, you, I see you bust.
Yeah, that's good. I like show. Your intro. I like it. You know what I mean?
We're about to change it.
Don't. Yeah. That's
I've been done with that one.
Well, I've been watching like you know like your episodes. You know the latest and the oldest. I'm actually, I'll be honest, I'm going back to the oldest because I want
to
learn from
the beginning.
Yeah, sometimes. I'm noticing that. He says he's going to be honest.
But the flow of the rap, where did that come from? Like, just say, like, how did you put that intro? Like, was it spontaneous or was it like something like you thought
the intro,
it could be cool? Can you do it like for the listeners, like for the Super Audio Brothers?
Hey,
motherfucker, can you dance for the people one time?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm gonna get this camera. Jiggle it, yeah.
Welcome to the show. Yeah, I like it.
When we started the show off, me and this guy Ketchup, we had a few episodes.
Big shout out to Ketchup.
We added more and more and more to the show as it went along, and then eventually we had this intro with all these samples and stuff. And then when it started, there was a big old gap where I wanted to get people hyped up. So then the thing is like, welcome to the show, and then people do whatever the fuck they want during the show, and that's what I made
the
me
soundboard.
Want
the soundboard,
and it gotta be hyped.
I'm gonna send you that software, dude. You should have that on there right now.
Yeah.
It was like shit did white people do.
Yeah.
No, but
we're high through the roof. We're high.
The Trump one is good.
Oh, we're high through the roof.
So much good material.
Oh, I love it.
No, but it gets you hyped though. That intro, I saw it before we went live on the show, and I was like, oh shit. Oh. But when you're in the studio, you know what I mean? It's a whole complete thing. It's the same way the Shock Paper Scissors impacted Tremaine. If you look at the video of that episode, you see Tremaine like,
you saw that video, right?
I mean, you saw it again. Look at these little bitches.
But before the build up, when you said shock, paper, scissors, I said I was down. Maybe I was even while I was like on a break or some shit.
Yeah.
But I was down until my let's play a game. And then motherfucker just jumping, and then you pull out like fucking straps. You got a roulette wheel. I'm like, hold on.
Nah, motherfucker, the roulette though. Like when they bought that shit, like cause we were talking like
a song. Like you're just like fucking Children of the Corn and shit. Where
and now I got Little Man Syndrome. You know what I mean? But I'll kick it with Tremaine. So I'm hoping Tremaine says no. We're not doing this shit. Because if he says yeah, I'm gonna be like,
let's do this. Give it on my balls.
Give me my placa, ese.
Yeah, I'll talk about it AA tomorrow.
But hopefully, nobody said no. It's like, I don't know where that shit probably has been in somebody's tank.
I never said no.
So but, what it is, when you come to the show, I like to build atmosphere and everything.
Chris, will you try it? Will you try it?
What happens,
it doesn't sound tempting, but.
It's fun, dude.
Hey, do it for la raza.
Am I going to have to take one for the team?
What Super Shock, Paper, Scissors is there's three rounds of rock, paper, scissors, and each round is a loser. And if you both throw rock, you both get shot. Super Shock, Paper, Scissors, there's a roulette wheel, and you spin it, and whatever number it lands on, that's the number you're going to get shocked with, because the thing goes from 1 to 100. We've had motherfuckers go to 100.
Voluntarily, even.
On both arms.
Voluntarily.
Yeah, dude, they're nuts. They're nuts.
Somebody pinch my nipples.
Yeah. So it's fun, and I'm trying to come up with new games because I want to build, you know, a party atmosphere and have people enjoy it. I grew up listening to Kevin and Bean and shit like that, so that's kind of show I want to give people. Like
you drop a lot of names. You're a student
of what
of just like everything that you incorporate from the video game type of shit, the knowledge of like people doing shows, like you mentioned, like this is a joint
that somebody I listen to podcasts, I listen to radio, I listen to all that shit. Rogan got me started to begin with. I was listening to Rogan back in 08, back in the old days, way back in the old days. He was on Ustream and shit when he had snowflake fucking filters on his screen and shit. This is way back in the old days before he had any sponsors. And then all of a sudden he got the Fleshlight, and now he's fucking...
Fleshlight sponsored him?
Back in the days, yes. Yeah. When he first... Yeah. Now he's the benchmark. Like, if you want to be fucking... If you... Fuck all the late night show, go on Rogan if you want to blow up. That's where it's at. And I've been blessed. I've had people like Steve Simone. Like, he's another podcaster. Yeah. He's a comedian. He's come on my show. I've had people like Kid Frost. He came on my show. He flashed a gun. And he kept saying that.
Now, what was the conversation? What was going on?
You, I can start with Activated Radio Show.
I told him, hey, let me get a picture for the Instagram. He said, okay. And then he goes, oh, hold on. Then he pulls out the gun. I go, all right. This is on the Instagram.
Yeah.
I told Instagram. If you go to my Instagram, it's the second photo I have up there after Ari Shaffir.
Oh, yes. So Shafir's on Rogan all the time, too.
Oh, I love Shafir. I've been to his This Is Not Happening as a guest. I've fucking gone to his specials.
Have you ever dabbled your foot in stand-up?
Stand-up? Nah, not really. I like to be funny, but I'm more funny-looking, or like, I think I'm funny. No, it's like that.
Yeah, I'm a twin, bro.
I think I'm funny. Like, a lot of times I'm hit and miss. I don't have no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You know, she always, like, I love her in the show because she'll put me on blast. Like, there's a lot of shit I say, and she's like, nah.
But it's really dope.
She keeps you grounded, right?
Like you
have it. She keeps me on the floor.
But it's really dope that you have your lady, like, on the show. Because my girl.
Lady, are you kidding me? HR get in trouble. We're not
too bad. Oh, got chicken. Okay. But you have a big shout out to Naomi Rhodes. Like, I don't know. Like,
we're waiting to get our first lady.
Oh, no, she does sound bad.
Elizabeth, get in the back. Oh, yeah.
No, like, she tried to do a joke, you know, with the, that only works with, like, I think, bilingual people, is the yes. Well, it's like, describe,
But he knows how to spell, so that's why it works.
No, but she's trying. Okay, so bring it down. Can y'all bring it down? Because I'm pretty fucked up. Can y'all bring it down to like.
Oh, so,
bring it down. Like,
I'm going to need you to bend over, tie your shoe, look back, and spell run.
No.
Get it? Are you in?
Yeah, Chris, can you break it down? Chris, can you break the joke down like for them how it like.
Chris, break it down?
Was
Chris
with the breakdown?
They eat their eyes. Folks,
and then they're ignorant motherfuckers like you.
We're high. Through the roof.
Yeah. No, but it's the eyes, right? Like the key break.
Oh, okay. How do you spell
eyes? Yes.
How do you spell
yes? Yes. Y-E-S.
Okay.
Now put an E in front of it. And what does it say?
Eyes?
See, that's how easy. That's not how she does it, though.
No, she fucks with your brain. She goes. No. She's evil, right?
No, she says put an E in front of it. No. You say.
That's what I said.
Yeah, and then she says spell yes with it. Wait, how does she say it?
See, she's evil.
No, we're not smarter than
I really like the homie Rose. You know, I like her. Like we develop a dope friendship.
said exactly it.
If you play the previous shows back, you'll hear the way she says it, and then you play this one back, you'll hear the difference.
Yeah, she's like, I like her girl. You know, she's dope. But she likes
she's not, bro.
Except for that one joke.
But she likes to fuck with people's head. You know what I mean? She likes, it's like that type of person that you fall.
Like my tinfoil hat next time I come.
Oh, you fall on your head.
And like
she like you get ran over and she's laughing. You know what I mean? Like before she even calls the cops. There we go. But
those were not hands clapping, by the way.
So, like a week before,
Jumping Jack Tuesday.
No, and a week before, like she tried to like ask me this question. I already saw the YouTube video, and I'm like, okay, you're trying to make me say yes, because the way she would try to say ice with the
yes
with the e in front of it. So
eyes,
she probably said spell yes. You say yes.
Then put an e.
Put an e in front. You probably say yes instead of saying eyes.
Yeah. So, but I already saw the video. So she got pissed off. She's like, "Man, fuck that shit."
Oh, she got mad.
Yeah. So I said, "I already know what you're doing." She's like, "What about Tremaine?" So Tremaine's over there. He's like answering the whole fucking questions, and she's getting mad. Fuck that. It doesn't work with you.
I don't even really remember this shit being interesting, but Ray looks like, hey, this shit went down and it happened. I was like, hey, right on.
You got a kick out of it.
We made it to World Star, bro.
Did you make it to World Star?
No, we
didn't. World! Now, I like...
Doing for the gram, Tay-Tay!
This is what I was thinking about doing. I was thinking about trying to... if anybody on my show, I'm going to have a contest. If anybody could get something on Urban Dictionary... A word on there, I'll give him a prize.
How about that?
Catch me outside.
Yeah.
Nah, that's already.
So
no, I'm saying because he said, "How about that?" So yeah. I was like, "Catch me outside." So it's just natural.
Super Audio Brothers.
Yeah.
How does it go Super now?
Sisters and brothers.
Sister brothers. Yeah, yeah.
We're sensitive people. Super Audio people.
But siblings. But it's kind of like
Super Audio.
See, now I might be wrong. You know, like this is the perfect time to ask. But you know, like when I have on the show, I have a group of guys and girls, you know, and I say guys. Is that kind of still, like, cool, accepted now?
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I'm on a Z.
No, I met some, like a bisexual females and friends that I have, you know what I mean? And they, like, I'm not a girl.
But when you're in an informal group like
so it's
this,
cool to
like,
say it's totally guys, cool. Right?
Like, when you're at work and stuff, you want to say, like, folks, gentlemen, ladies, you know, but... I mean, you're hanging out.
And it takes a lot, especially on the radio show, you know what I mean? You guys are, like, thinking too much. You know what I mean? Like, when you guys run your show, you guys got to think about, like, the host and this and that. Sometimes you forget, you know, you could be like, hey, guy, and it's a girl, or like, hey, girl. Like,
I don't know if you're living right now, but I guess.
It does happen to me because, like, you know, I'm doing the controls and this and that. And the main thing I hate is about forgetting names. So what do you do about, like, to get somebody's name right?
Hey. How's them wear name tags?
Hey, motherfucker, what's going on with you over there?
I'm terrible with names. I mean, guys.
So you understand, right? Like, because I see you, like.
Several shows, and these people come through, and then I'm like.
Who the fuck is that guy?
So when I get around, one way I get around was when I put their name, because I have to have cameras for each person. So when I put their name on,
okay.
Like, what name are you using on the show? Because, you know, he might be named Rick, but he wants to go by some other name on the show. And that's what I call him by.
Okay.
And if I don't know your name, I don't give a fuck.
There's a show, yeah. Because,
yeah.
Like, for me, like, you know, Brent, like, the controls.
Tremaine, I fucked up his name on the show. You gotta say Tremaine.
I don't want to talk for him, but are you gonna change like that?
No, I'm not gonna change it. I was like, I'm gonna leave.
Shit's real.
I'm gonna ride with it. Tremaine.
Sounds intentional.
Like I have had the homies Dark Ghost Fix. I had him with triple three X's. Dark Ghost. He's like, can you change that, man? It's my name, not my name. I'm like, all right, whatever. I'll change your name.
Yeah, so speaking about changing names and going back, is the Super Audio brothers and sisters, but why is now, because after I left the show and we get the shout out, I was supposed to give a shout out to the new Super Audio Brothers show, and I was thinking, like, how the fuck did I fuck it up? But now I've been thinking, like, so why the change? Like, what's the change?
The first two seasons, we were Super Audio. I wanted a fucking long-ass name to fuck people up because I wanted that kind of show. Yeah. So I had...
Give them a mouthful.
You guys, this is Kevin and Bean. They always fuck up shit, you know, this moment. I love that shit. When they fuck it up, that's the best parts of any show. That's why I'm gonna love this show.
Moment, man. We have a lot of moments. This is a whole moment.
I go out back into the radio show.
So people, when they say this, shout out to the show, they always be like, fuck it up. It's Super Audio Brothers, Super Audio Show. And then, you know,
I'm sorry, I fucked up the shout out though.
No. But then after a while, we had the Super Audio Sisters, which was, you know, Lady Boo, Sally, and Crystal.
Big shout out to them, and also with Dr. Scum.
Well, Dr. Scum, he's more of a brother than he's a sister, but it's cool.
But what about his experience himself? Like, you know, can he?
What?
No, I'm kidding.
he might be converted.
I love that brother. Everybody was welcome.
We're gonna call that for what is it? Caitlin Scum now.
Caitlin Scum.
It's LA, right?
Scum Jenner,
aka Scummy Kate.
Scum Jenner. Anyways, so then the new Sobriety Show came out, and that's when we decided to go with that. But we love fucking people up, and we might even change the name again for the new season 4.
But you know what? I like the name because, you know what I mean. It's like the new Sobriety Show. It catches like people's eyes, you know. It's the new, you know, like
I came up with that Super Audio Brothers a long time, and I didn't have anything to do with it, and then this show came up and we needed a name. And
have you had somebody trying to copy your stuff?
Oh yeah,
when we because came your shit, I'm not trying to like rub your balls or anything, but your shit's legit. You know what I mean? Like, he's got 4 cameras going at the fucking same time, and like, it's got like little like characters.
Well,
like,
you go to our website,
and it's live on Facebook and on YouTube, man.
You go to the website. How about that? You can play our video games. You can play Legend of Zelda, Jack, and Street Fighter.
Can you tell the listeners the website? Let them know the website though.
www.superaudionetwork.com.
This guy, I'm telling you.
Click on the channel. Click on the Super Audio Brothers channel, and then go to the video games.
They.
You got Tetris Attack on there. You can play with the keyboard, man. It's crazy.
And
I didn't come up with that. I jacked that from somebody's website.
No, you borrowed it.
No, I jacked it.
I got your back.
He's on the hijacked. Shout out to Rudy Forrest, dude.
Latino
housemates.
Latinos stick together, bro.
He shadowed it.
Yeah, that's just everything I do is just because I want to see if I can do it. So it's like when we were just doing our stream on live on Ustream, we were just doing it for fun. Me and the homie catch up. He would do his music and I'd do tech and boom, 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 and that was it. And then it evolved to something more to be what it is now, a fucking mayhem and
more mayhem.
Yeah.
Before we take a break, I do have to ask you, at what point in life you said, I'm going to start a podcast?
Back in the days in the 90s, I was into pirate radio, and I was dying to get a transmitter radio.
What?
Yeah, well, back in the days,
that was tight.
You used to have to buy a FM transmitter and fucking transmit your signal, and depending on what your antenna power was, that's how it worked. Right, and then that evolved into the Shoutcast, which is what you guys are doing legit with the LA
with radio. Yeah, Shoutcast.
That
was
way before that, and then after that, it was Ustream, and that's when it was possible for us to do
Ustream.tv?
Yeah, that's when we started doing our shows. We had Kicking It at the Garage and shit like that, and then that evolved into YouTube Live coming out, which made it super easy for everybody to do it. And then iTunes, which made it super easy to get your podcast out, and that's when I was like, all right, it's feasible.
Yeah.
See, in that case, the technology actually helped. When it comes to something like music, though, the analog kicks ass, dude. Like, if you listen to R&B from the early to mid-90s, you can hear the piano keyboard strikes, and you listen to today's neo-soul, the music sounds like it's trapped in the speaker.
But digital transfers makes the DR flaccid.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
But it depends on what format you're using, because there's digital that can emulate analog. But I mean, analog is dope and it has its place. But digital, is superior.
It's so quick and comfortable.
Even the high rate media players are digital. You know what I mean? Like, these media digital players are high rate. They're digital, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like the Pono, the one from Neil Diamond.
You mean media players? You mean like Winamp and things like that?
But that was like his own format, right?
Well, it's his own format, but it's high rate.
But that's the only form, like, music that came out in that rate, right?
No, Tidal does high bit rate MP3s. It's because MP3 is a mid rate. What made MP3 dope is they made it small and sound like CD.
But it's so compressed.
It is whack when it comes to, if you want to.
See, MP3 is cool. I mean, like, when you're actually producing the music, like if you listen to the R&B from the early to mid 90s, the bass line grooves, the piano strikes, everything sounds louder and like it's outside of the speaker.
And what makes really you think weird. What did they record on that makes you give them the song?
I'm honestly not sure. I assume the keyboards and the drum machines of that era.
because they didn't have digital. They didn't. You couldn't pass it through a program.
Digital's been around for a really long time, dude.
Well, it must have been the early version of digital then that sounded better.
Like, what years are you talking about? We said
1990, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Yeah,
that's digital.
Oh, he's a 90s baby.
I'll be 33 in July.
Okay, you're but my, this you're my
and a half.
Yeah, you're my
and a half.
But they sound different though. If you listen to
Dre, you younger than I?
I'm 34.
No shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, damn. I'm 39 and a half.
39 and a half.
38.
Oh yeah.
Man, this shit sucks.
You look your age. No, I'm
shit. Hey. Yeah, I got a bottle.
You're supposed to teach me things.
Yeah.
No, but yeah.
If you play, I guess what you one person could do, they could play a couple of songs back to back, like play about four songs. Say something like,
yeah, but the artists of now, you can't compare them to artists back then.
No, I mean the sounds of the production. Like it would be hard to get that sound today for some reason. Artists can't. If you play something like Mint Condition's Pretty Brown Eyes and then play one of today's R&B songs, the electronically, the keyboard strikes and the bass lines and even the kicks and the snares aren't exiting the speakers the same way. It's just an equipment issue. It's either the software.
Well, that's the same reason why Beastie Boys rented out a whole theater and did their album like that, the way you're talking about analog, because they wanted that sound. Analog has a sound, but you're saying analog is superior, right?
Or no, just the... Well, I guess it depends what you mean. Just musically, you know, digital doesn't... Like, in what way would digital make it superior? Exactly. Like,
digital has its place because, I mean, you could do exactly what you want with digital.
Oh, you mean the capabilities? But I mean, just the sound of the music itself. Like, not the technology behind the way you...
Who's that?
Less. One of the maids.
Cloud9. Maid Cafe.
Yo.
Mixing and recording.
Dre.
What's that?
Lady Boo, we need to bust a mission to Cafe next month. I'm down. You know what I mean? Like... I'm sorry to interrupt you, the whole thing. But it was just
I'm sorry intriguing. To interrupt you, but this is more important.
No, she was charming, though. She was charming. Yeah. They were all charming.
Jermaine with the flame gun. Yeah.
Energy and...
So I guess, like, digitally, the efficiency of being able to mix and record with more convenience.
Hey, but you know, they call it digital underground, not analog underground.
Well, why did they call it digital underground?
It was a hip hop group, right?
They made their music with drum machines.
Oh man!
What's up? A loop, man. He threw for a loop. He's like, what the fuck?
We're about to.
I came in a room, motherfucker.
And this is part of the Activate LA Radio, so don't forget to give us a call. We're going to take a quick break. But the phone line to call in, that's
424-777-2423.
Activate LA.
Hotline.
Vale todo. Give us a call. We're going to take a quick break because...
Konnichiwa.
Can I blame it on the DR? He's got to pee, so...
Hey, we've been going long and strong since 5 p.m. Special edition live on LAPartyRadio.com. 5 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Ray was feeling this one.
And we're gonna like, jump into the interview with our friends from...
We've actually been in it already, but we're going to get right back.
We're going to get deeper into it.
You get deep into it.
We just fucking let him be.
You thought we were in it, but you were wrong. We just yeah.
You're going on tonight.
That's yeah, we're start up right now. We're going to get into it. What more are we going to get into? All that shit we were talking about, act like you never heard it.
We're going to introduce you again one more time.
How quick?
I want people to really know who I am.
Yeah, really.
Welcome to the Activate LA Radio Show. Everybody's gonna get to know you because you're gonna get introduced more than once. I think the craziest moment in the whole entire show ever was when I went to Ray and I said, "Hey Ray, what'd you think of the spot?" And he was like,
"I couldn't. This shit was so tight, dude. Your studio's so dope. I couldn't talk. Like,
he was so nervous."
I'll be honest, I would have said that ching one, but you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's más puto.
No. I can't let you go down like that.
Active
LA.
Calling. How are you doing and who are you?
Oh, what's going on? Good evening. It's Johnny CJ Valentino.
Johnny CJ Valentino.
What it do, baby? How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. Just moving and shaking, seeing what's going down on the party radio tonight.
Now, when you say you're moving and shaking, what does that mean exactly?
Dirty bumps.
Oh, man, just putting some new moves in motion, getting ready for this new week. You know, preparing for some top of the week meetings.
Now you know what I like to do when I start the week.
I'm sorry, what's that?
You know what I do when I start the week.
All right. What's that?
I stick a pinky in the booty hole.
Ooh. Oh, damn.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, hey, you were in L.A., so, I mean, I guess you must be leaving Secret Sundays after that.
Secret Sundays.
Whoa. He knows me very well. He knows me. You know who I am.
It's about that time, so, yeah, get your Secret Sunday fingers together.
Stick a pinky in your ass because you paid yourself.
All right, guys. Let's be nice to the caller. Yeah, yeah.
You know, yeah.
It's about getting somebody pregnant.
All right. What's the deal? What you guys got going on? What's popping?
So the topic tonight is actually like we had like some ladies of cafe and everything. But what's in your mind though? What's in your mind?
So the topic of the night is we had some ladies cafe. So what's on your mind? Yeah.
Talking about the ladies' cafe.
Oh man,
what's in your mind, though?
Oh, you know.
Yo, hold on. Tremaine needs a little, I don't know, break. Yeah, what's up? What's in your mind?
You know, hey, you know, not too much. Just seeing what's going on. Just getting ready for, you know, South by Southwest this week with my artist. So you know, we got a couple of things going on, flying in and out. A few party situations going on. We got a couple of fashion shows coming up.
Can you
don't so how y'all connect?
Hey, can you link up the information though for the events so that way people can know, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. So you got yeah, definitely. So I'm gonna get the flyers up. If you guys follow me on Prodigy Source One, you guys can follow my company. I got Break the Stage, different showcases coming up for different artists, emerging artists, indie artists. You know, I got a few record labels that I have coming out in support of that.
Prodigy Source One.
Yeah.
Dre, will you be down to like maybe have over on one of your shows too? Because we got Dre from the Super Audio Brothers show too, the new Super Audio Brothers. Because this podcasting this was all about, you know what I mean, like
it's
you know,
all
helping,
about networking, baby.
Yeah, you know what I mean, like. So we want to promote you and this and that. Can you tell Dre a little bit more information about, you know, what you're doing and all that stuff?
Well, just a little bit more about myself. I'm in the fashion and music production and distribution. So I do a little bit of everything. So I do everything from styling celebrities, booking artists, event planning, doing PR for a few of my clients as well.
Nice.
Actually, I have a couple of artists that's going to call into y'all show, too.
Oh, man.
What we do mainly, you know, I work on, you know, exposure for companies and businesses, you know, in the entertainment industry. Excuse me, because I'm kind of walking, too. So when that's I cool. said I'm moving in a second, I'm moving.
Multitask.
it's a hustle. It's a hustle, baby. You know what I mean? That's what you're doing.
Oh, man. My hustle really don't stop. But yeah, I got stuff like I got clients I'm working on a fashion show with the Westbrook sisters we got coming up this month. Again, I got music bookings, artist performances, showcases, red carpet, mixers,
nice.
pop-up shops, anything pertaining to music and fashion, just to kind of long story short, you know, we take care of that.
Just to let you motherfuckers know, I'm just getting shit done. That's all the fuck you need to know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a guy that work across the board, you know?
You got to, you know?
I get it done. I definitely get the job done.
Get her done.
So what's up, Dre? Can you, like, work something out?
He's tired. When can you start, man? What can I have you start?
Hey, I mean, you know what? I definitely want to, like, check you guys out more and have you guys come out to my show. Let's see what I'm about.
But you say you're gonna be.
I know I'm kind of moving. There's a lot going on too, so I kind of sound a little like I'm rambling. I'm gonna send you guys some information about it.
You're doing good, my brother. Let's do this. Just post the whole information, you know, like on my page, and I will repost. We will repost, you know, and at the same time, you know, I'll share it with my friend. Our friend Dre all
Where's
day.
Where's he calling from?
What area are you calling from now?
I'm calling from L.A., so I'm in L.A. I'm on the touring side right now.
Okay.
I do got my showcase that so if you guys got any artists, so definitely I'm going to definitely send you the information for Break the Stage And, you know, we got different incentives we offer the artists. Like, we're going to send 300, you know, 300 plays out to different DJs that we're affiliated with. You know, we do a release party for the artists.
I want to make sure, like, I help you, like with the promotion, you know. I love promoting. I just, that's my thing. I love promoting. So make sure you just drop.
Hey, you motherfuckers need to like this shit because I like this shit.
And I want to, just the fact that you call in the show, you know what I mean? Like, to me, it means a lot. So at least the best thing I can do for you is put the word out there. And hopefully later on, you can network with the Super Audio Brothers. The new Super Audio Brothers like show, but make sure you post the whole information. You know what I mean? Don't post like be go whole balls deep like the white dudes say. But it's like I had me some white pooch.
Bass. You heard the man.
But do me that favor though, like post the whole info.
Like, you know, Tremaine.
Because I wanna
your first time.
I wanna help you like promote your event or your whole like thing, man. You know what I mean?
Okay, most definitely.
All right,
absolutely. I'll definitely send you that information.
One last shout out. Plug in your media and everything. Let the people know. You know.
Oh yeah. Well, you say, I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
So, give a shout out, but make sure you plug in your media because our like, you know, we're live right now, but we go on podcast and our show gets replayed on the UK on identifyradio.com. So, you know what I mean? Like, it's always good. That's why I insist in always having you guys repeat the whole info, you know, because you never know who's going to listen to it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you guys can actually check me out. Follow my company, Prodigy Source One, at www.prodigysourceone.net. You can find me on Instagram, my personal Instagram, at Gianni, GD1610. My company page, at Prodigy Source One. And it's pretty consistent after that. Like, if you got Instagram and Facebook, you can find me on all those social media. You can even Google it if you want.
Thank you, my brother. Man.
Prodigy.
Thank you, y'all. I appreciate y'all.
No, thank you, my brother, for calling in, man. You know what I mean? And being on the show. Hopefully in the future, man. Keep in touch. And maybe you
can definitely. I definitely want to have you guys out to my next showcase.
Yeah, or you come down to the radio station, you know what I mean? Kick it with us. The Dirty Cats.
Oh, perfect. Oh, yeah. We definitely going to have to come kick it live.
Kicking it on the dirty couch.
Dirty green couch. Why is the couch dirty?
I'm going to actually have my artists give you guys a call, too, so they can give you a little bit more about themselves also, if you guys are still rocking.
Yeah. Please do so. We're going to be waiting for this call.
All right. Talk to you guys in a minute.
Much love and respect, man. Thank you. Keep doing what you're doing.
100. Prodigy Source One.
Oh, that's his name?
No, that's the name of the movement. It's AC. He said his name is like, I think it's AC. But yeah. Prodigy Source One.
Good job.
But the highlight's been cool, like, because we got some great.
Yo, shout out to Ben Lamore.
Yeah.
Johnny Arco. Like, it seemed like we hit up on motherfuckers. Like, hey, motherfuckers, thanks for calling, motherfucker. We got to move along. We got shit to do.
No, but the shit, you know about that, right? Because none of you know about the show. It has to continue because he had a...
I never hang up on nobody, motherfucker.
No. But Dre, but you guys had a continuous, like, we need to be, like, on the schedule.
He's like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Great job!
And I love that.
Part of music.
And I learned that. I learned.
Hey, I don't know what you're talking about, bro. What are you talking about?
No.
He's gonna have you count down pretty soon. You like his countdown where he always starts out. All right.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh.
It's not like it was a dancing routine, but that's my countdown, you know.
That's your countdown?
Yeah.
Countdown. You guys are going to count down eventually.
Okay.
All right. We're going to count down. Are you saying
get over now?
1, 2, and 3 don't exist. Sometimes 4, but usually 1, 2, and 3 don't exist. 5, 6, 7.
Hey. Super Audio. The new Super Audio. What? Not the new Super Audio, but the Super Audio Brothers first episode. How did this start? What was it like?
We had
you put a microphone and
we had like 9 first episodes. We just kept trying until we got it right.
Oh, was you it? Should just call that the voice of God back there. Like, you should never introduce yourself. You should just comment in the background.
You know what? I'm actually...
Did you guys know an elephant was sitting in the room?
You should just judge from there.
So, how was the first episode like?
Well, what happened was is that the Ketchup had the music and he was doing these dope ass... He's a little kid. He's fucking those dope music. So he's doing dope music, and I had tech. I do a lot of tech shit, and people are always like, how you know all this tech shit? Well, I know it's tech shit because I read
my about it. You dope.
I pay attention, so I decided, well, you know what? I do a podcast. You do music, I do tech, and then we're doing it in the back of the garage and board shop in East LA. It's a skateboard shop, and he gave us a space in the back to do our show and shit. And then what ended up happening is we just started doing the show, and we did, like I said, 10 first episodes, and they all sucked. So then,
what made you think they sucked, though?
Fuck! I dropped my mic. Ah, shit! We're gonna record. No, let's just keep going, bro. Keep going. It's cool. They're gonna listen. They're gonna like us.
It was a lot of okay. I think it's your turn to do some music. Okay, I'm gonna come in now. And there was a lot of fucking.
So there was no
right.
I'm sorry, guys. I fucked up. I'm sorry.
It was a lot of dropping the.
I understand you because it feels like the Activate LA radio show. You know.
Nah. I mean, it was a lot of more, and we were on Ustream, so the stream was constantly dropping and coming back and shit like that. It was bad.
Oh, you thought you were having like the best fucking shows ever. You looking at shit's like been offline.
But exactly.
But no, Trey. But it's different because they're more like a YouTube like webcams.
Well, not yet. At that time, we were just doing
shit.
We were just doing the audio.
Oh, okay.
And then later, when we had a few episodes in the can, I was like, I wonder if we could do you. Like, I wonder if we get on iTunes. Well, how do we do that? So then I went and figured out how to get on iTunes.
Did you go on Stitcher? I'm still trying to get on Stitcher, though. Like,
Podcast
I'm still...
Garden, and if you guys want to know, it's $40 a year
for
unlimited uploads. That's the podcast. Unlimited uploads, $40 a year.
Yeah.
Podcast, yeah. Podomatic, podcast, SoundCloud, all those are charging per month.
Hey, thanks for calling and saving us. That's a moment.
Thanks for calling the Activate LA Hotline. How are you and who are you?
Activate LA Radio.
Pizza Hut.
Oh, what's up? How you doing? Is it you?
That's me.
Hello there. Our hotlines are so crazy.
There you go.
Yo, hold on. Who's this? What's up? Activate LA Radio.
There we go.
You know, I got your IP address, so just talk.
Hey, bro, I hear you in the background breathing. You might as well just introduce yourself.
Gonna get you. Or he'll do it for you.
How you doing?
This is Uwe Gary, man.
What's up, brother? Oh, are you calling from, what's up? Let them know where you are. I'm intoxicated. Don't act like you don't know me.
I'm Big D, man.
Big D, man. How you doing?
Rob Dolan.
Big D, man. Thank you for calling. Big D, thank you for calling on the show, man. Like, let the people know what's up, man. Like,
you said you calling from the boot? You calling from Louisiana?
Yeah.
Oh, give it up for the Louisiana. Come on.
Yeah.
That was lazy.
All right. So now we got that established. One more time. Introduce yourself. We just having like a little technical difficulties.
Yeah, sorry about
people
that.
Hear everything.
Yeah, we were there in entertainment, man. From what I do in Louisiana, we did a little rap and R&B. And we got a single out right now, actually, called Our Moment, or My Moment, I'm sorry. And maybe actually our album, Our Moment, at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
From the boot, down the bottom. So you say R&B and rap.
Yeah.
So is that like, is that multiple YouTube people? Channel. Is this a
YouTube channel? It's a group of three. It's actually a group of family, you know?
All right. Well, so y'all, you got a SoundCloud or a YouTube? You can play that shit right now. Live.
Well, so we got a YouTube. You can check it out. In My Game, My Moment on YouTube. You can also find us on Facebook.
Okay, well, one more time. The name of the song is My Moment. What was the artist?
My Moment.
Can you spell it? Like, I'm trying to get on the computer. Like, I'm Mexican, so. Like,
all right. M-O-M.
Yep, My Moment. Yep, after that.
shit.
Somebody found Snake. I think Moment only has one M.
Yeah, but what's the artist,
though?
Like, you know, we got the... Who's the artist?
Okay, one more time. My moment. Whoa, is that the Ghost Rider? I think that was Johnny Blaze.
Really?
Hey, one more time. Hey, we really, it's like a sort of like a little echo. We got the My Moment, but say the name of the artist. One more, you spelt the shit for us. We just having a hard time hearing this shit.
All right.
Okay. Is you in the sideshow with the donuts in the parking
lot? Number one. He's getting abducted by UFOs.
All right, boss, man. One more time.
Yeah, yeah.
Give just a spell.
E, what's the number one.
E, the number one.
Two. A number one, G-A-M-E.
G-M-E.
G-A-M-E.
All right, we got, okay.
We got Tom Hanks.
You said...
Okay, E-G-O. Go.
We got one. Kenny G.
G-M-E.
No, just put it down, because we have the guy that's going to try to like play your video. So can you just... So we got one, my moment, and then can you like let him know that your artist name? Like, slowly, because this guy's, like, all fucked up. I apologize, man.
Okay, one the artist on the phone.
My moment. Then, can you give me your artist name?
Hey, shout out.
The artist on the phone is Big B, Big A, and Rob Dola.
Okay.
Wait, I think...
Big B. My moment, Big B.
Oh, my big.
My big. No, that's for sure not it. That's for sure not it.
No, I think you have to find a way.
Fuck, hey, we're going to have to just...
Are you all... Do you have us on Facebook? Do you have us on Facebook? Because I want to make sure I link your music to the listeners. And you know what I mean? Like, I want to make sure...
Hey, bro, we've been doing this shit since 5 p.m.
Yeah.
It's now 10 o'clock over here. We is pretty fucking fully loaded, lit. It's the phone, like, it's like a little echo, but we got the My Moment. We looking for the like Big B.
Can I hear that shit?
But you said it's YouTube, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, can you let the listeners know where they can reach you, though? Because we want to make sure we plug in your like social media and all that stuff. Can you tell
them?
Once again.
Instagram, Twitter, A1Game EMT.
Ain't no game.
Facebook, A1Game Entertainment LLC.
Okay, ain't no game entertainment. Ain't no game ENT on, you said Twitter, Instagram.
Yeah.
Ain't no game ENT.
Thank you, my brother.
You can also check it on A1Game.ENT.com.
Make sure you keep on doing what you're doing, man. You know what I mean? Keep pushing. Keep hustling, you know what I mean? Because you got to do what you do, you know? You feel me? But,
hey, for sure, you the first caller we have from the booth.
Yeah, man. Thank you, you know, thank you for calling in, man.
Oh, man, thank y'all.
All right, my brother, you have a good one.
Ain't no game, E-N-T.
That's right.
Woo. Now, real quick, before we go to break, why do your fucking shelves have names? Like, that says denim, that shit says t-shirts.
They're labels.
We have denim bottoms.
Well, when you have a good woman that treats you like what you are, a kid. She does.
I see.
Yeah, that is like, you know, I do laundry, like, I've been trying to throw my...
I don't know where you put it.
I've been trying to do my tantaras, like, and then I'm like, wait a minute, my tantaras go over there.
Oh, so that's for cables then.
Now that's for them and buy
yeah,
them.
That's for her. I love my girl.
And then when you go to the grocery market, the list is right here.
Like,
with the little pin.
My name is Bob.
She put the lunch ticket for work.
That's when you have a woman that cares for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, that she doesn't spit like him.
Yeah, what are you doing over there?
Jerky.
Hey, you don't look the elephant in the room in the eyes, okay? You let him be.
No, I'm the guy that points it up and like, what the fuck are you doing?
Hey, where the fuck is your hand? Let me see your hand.
Yeah.
I ask the hard questions if you haven't noticed.
Sandwich time.
If you pay attention, he just pulls random fucking artifacts of food, like from fucking. He has like a vegetable bag revolution where he always just has vegetable bags. Like, you know, the produce bags you go. He just has random ones, but he always has like chicken sandwiches, veggie patty sandwiches.
Cheetah sandwiches.
The other day, this was like maybe 2 or 3 days ago, he just manifested fucking lasagna out of nowhere. Like a
microwave. The calendar's been done. Yeah.
The law of attraction food.
That man prepared.
Trey,
I gotta eat.
And he keeps condiment packets in his breast
right.
pocket.
That's all right. You do you. That's all
right. Yeah, for sure.
But
I'm mad at you.
We gotta take a real quick break. But
the DR.
The DR took over today. Man, like, thank you all for coming down. We're not saying bye. We're gonna take a quick 5 minute break and then we jump in for 2 minutes.
Real quick, we mean whenever the fuck we wanna come back.
Oh, are you guys ready to take off? Like yeah. Well, no más. No. No more.
We got to beat the traffic home, so...
It's Sunday, though. No, I'm kidding. No, but I'm really happy, I'm really happy you guys came through, you know, I came down.
It was a blast, man. We'll come back again for sure, whenever you guys want.
Yeah, I mean, you guys got us, like, in a cheap date, alcoholed out and drunk.
Yeah.
But, yeah, any shout-outs to anybody out there, man? Like, you know, I love your crew and this and that, you know, like, Dr. Scum, man. Like, I love it because they showed up with the big Bacardi, like, beer. And that shit was frozen.
Yeah,
it was. Yeah. And I haven't had that motherfucker like a presidente for, like, maybe, like, 18 years.
18 goes. That's the one good thing about going from the garage bar shop to my garage.
Yeah. Do whatever.
You can do whatever you want.
But I've
had everybody do what they want.
I'm going to make an announcement. You know, my first alcohol I ever, like, drank was Presidente when I was, like, 12 years old.
Damn, straight right. to the top.
Yeah.
The president.
And I just get mad because...
Started on the top, now I'm here.
With a DR. No, but I was like... No, because, like, you know, back then, you know, I was in Mexico, like, you know, and everybody's getting fucked up. Like, hey, there, puse bien pedo. I got fucked up.
What's up?
You know, and that was cool, you know.
But when you're drinking, assistant manager.
No, but when the girls... But when the girls, like, I'm not blaming on the girls, you know, but when the girls say, I got fucked up last night, woo! And you had to impress them, you know. Unless, you know, when I was like 12 years old. So yeah. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
I was 12 years old.
You know, I had Nintendo and Super Nintendo. Fuck that bitch.
And Altarpiece and Sega, too. I won for the gusto. I was like, you know what? I told my homeboy, he was 18. I was living the fucking lifestyle because my parents were over here in the U.S. and they were sending money over there in Mexico. So I was getting $100 every week.
Yeah.
Back in the fucking like 91, I think. That was a lot of fucking money.
None of this
money.
Is illegal, by the way, okay?
No, it's Mexico. No, but I didn't want to drink. But I was like, what's the whole fucking deal? Because I was going to school and the girls were like getting fucked up. I get fucked up, you know? Big fucking mistake. Bacardi Presidente is the nastiest.
So you have a flashback with
That motherfucker triggered the whole shit.
12 years old?
No. I was scarred for life, eh? You know, like when they brought the Presidente and I hit that shit, I was just like.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Like that too. Like, you know,
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hey, I know you guys want to leave, but I'm going to tell you a fucking story.
So,
you guys just stuck around. That day was crazy, man.
Oh, I did. Where you see me? Like,
it was 12 hours.
Did you see me? Like,
12 hours?
Yeah, 12 hours of man.
But they. Chris and the DR, you guys need to come down to the studio. I mean, I don't mean to like tickle the super audio, the new super
sandwich too.
I don't mean to like tickle the new Super Audio Brothers radio show.
The ball,
but yours just tight.
Honestly,
No. I couldn't talk.
What are you guys doing Saturday night? What are you guys doing next Saturday night?
I'm gonna be in Tokyo, bro.
Huh?
No, I'm kidding.
You'll be in Tokyo. What's up with that?
Yeah,
you'll be in Japan, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna be like, okay.
Next week, can you go to Japan?
Yeah.
Hey, can you bring me some used panties?
That's the thing.
I want to keep my clothes to keep the value. No,
that's the thing.
Like the package, like the action figure.
No, but Dre, that's the thing, though.
I know that's the thing. I'm asking you, motherfucker. I'm telling you.
It wasn't a joke.
You know,
hey, you know what I'm gonna do with your PayPal money?
What's that?
Take it off. Hijo de la chingada. Save it in the bag.
Is it like, hey, Miss Panties, dog? These are Hanes.
I know. It's like, these are boxers.
Like pizza swap meat.
At the vending machine before you get one?
No.
No, no, so cigarettes and beer so, in that vending machine.
And beer. What, like the Midwest?
That's the real deal. Like,
hey, well, I love Japan, as soon as Ray gets back, or if you guys want to do it without
do it, do it, yeah, do it. I what up?
I'm down. He's crying.
I know you.
I'm breaking up family, so you guys can just come.
I love breaking up families and y'all can come.
Hey, Ray never did it this way.
And I want you guys to come with the U, please. With the U.
Yeah. Ray never did. I would love to join it, but like, you know what I mean? Like, y'all should go, though. Like, and I will call him. If you got the hotline.
When are you getting back? When are you getting
back? The 18th.
All right, well, we'll do it after that.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
It'll probably be at, well, maybe we guys will make it before the 100, because the 100's coming up, three more episodes.
I want to make it to 100.
What was that, 95 we were on?
We're 96.
95, we're on 96. We got three more episodes, and that's episode 100. It's been a long ride. Crazy shit. People we've lost. People we gained.
People we murdered.
Trey, I know you guys got to take off real quick, but I do have to ask like two questions. And number one, like right now that you said she was taking off.
That's not one of them.
No, has there ever been a part like on your whole, you know, the whole podcast, you know, experience with podcasting and the whole thing where like it was sour and you want to quit? There been a part never?
Well, I quit the first show because it was too much work, because it was a lot of video work. And then this show right here, it's just been a constant, like, every day, it just keeps going, just keeps evolving to more.
Yeah.
And we keep...
But after that, like, after this, like, you're like, you're never going to quit. You don't feel
I don't know if I'm never, because I've done so much.
But your feeling so far is, like, this is what you love, you know what I mean? This is...
It's what I'm doing, it's fun.
Hey, bro, has there ever been a time when you cried? Tell us about it.
No, the reason why I'm asking this question is because... before the whole Active LA radio show, I used to do this show called the After Hours Radio Show, which is it's a name that it's like everybody has that name, you know what I mean? But it was like I just had to take a break where like I wasn't running out of material, but I just felt it was not what I wanted to do, you know what I mean? And I'm luckily.
We have a good crew. That's the main thing, is that you guys right here, if you guys have
Thank
a good
you,
crew.
I love these
that
guys.
That matters a lot, because it's hard to carry a show with one person. It's good to be able to have people that are willing to
every
night and do shit together.
Yeah, we lean a lot on Leo also, the unspoken.
to be honest.
We need a fact checker. So
yeah.
Make sure we don't spend too much nonsense.
No, to be honest, I could run the show. I could say I run the show by myself, but
I really
I can't
need you, motherfucker.
Because because everybody puts a part into the show. Like for example, Leo is just lollygagging right now, but he jumps in sometimes.
Do these guys show up for every show?
I do, but sometimes we have to split up the team because we.
It's whatever.
What are we, the X Men?
It's like whatever they want to fuck,
blue
you know.
Team, gold team. No, we split the team because we spin at a spot the same night as the show. So like I probably
Carbon Nights every second and fourth Sundays at Carbon in Culver City.
Yeah.
So I'll stop for a
minute. Shit, we are hot tonight. Line is once again active. Hello, caller. Thanks.
Time blame.
How are you doing?
Yo, we're calling for Leo.
What's
Leo,
up?
You motherfuckers talking shit.
What's up, Leo? What's cracking?
Does Leo have to smack up?
Get out. Like the movie Get Out. What's up? I was just.
We're explaining how we have to lean on you to fact check some of the shit we say.
Yeah.
No, keep us in line.
So Leo's like, Beetlejuice, you say his name three times and he.
He's always watching. Leo's always watching.
Yeah. No, Leo had to leave earlier today, but Leo, like, I want to introduce you to the new Super Audio Brothers network and systems.
Let him introduce himself for a fifth
time.
Yeah, hello.
Hi.
Yeah, this
That's
is
what
Leo.
He was actually. He had to, like take off earlier.
Oh, they weren't here when he left?
Yeah.
The ladies left, so Leo left.
They were.
Yeah, man. So, you want to see...
The one with the pink pants?
Those are actually peach.
Peach?
It was like a summer harvest.
Hey, Leo, let me turn right now. Those are pink, bro. Those are pink. I'm sorry.
Salmon.
Let Jermaine say it.
Salmon.
We'll settle on salmon.
Hey, Leo.
Salmon is the bomb.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Leo. I actually have to take another call.
It is a brown hat, though. That was like a norm, out of the norm, but it worked with the salmon. I'm fucking with it, Leo.
I'm fucking with it too.
I'm fucking with it.
We're doing the Eiffel Tower with it. Me and Jermaine.
As soon as I'm fucking it, he's like, fuck this.
He hung up?
Me and Jermaine with Eiffel Tower in his pants.
He hung up, really? But as soon as I'm fucking it, he's like, Leo's like,
high five, bro. Hey, get your fucking knees down, bro. Get your knees down. We can't touch.
Yeah. Man, let me tell you right now, it's podcasting is a blast, and like if you guys want to do anything with us, come on down, man. We guys love having you in the studio as an act.
I want
to
come down. Sounds like an adventure. Now, like you guys are like,
Can somebody come out with an experience?
I try.
Can somebody call my like I'm raising my hand.
Ray, in the corner.
I got to complain though.
What's the complaint?
I'm a hood rat.
What's the hood rat?
My microphone was so low on your show, bro.
That was for a reason, I probably.
You know why? Because you were talking this far from it, fool. I was like...
Dude, I was like trying to suck that shit.
I was like, the mic's over here.
Jermaine was like, yeah, I know where the mic is and I'm talking on it. And then Ray was like, so...
I put the channel all the way up, and I was.
I know.
It's because you know what it is. You have condenser mic right there, and it picks up really good.
I get used to that shit.
But these, you have to talk on top of it, like not here, because you guys have them real, real high. But on mine's, like you have to talk on top of it.
Just another thing.
I kept trying to tell you, but you weren't listening.
No, I saw you because you were like. And I'm like, dude. Oh, lady boo, I respect you. Really? And I was like, yo, you gotta go, bro. And he's like, no. I said, nah, bro. Like,
he's talking about the mic.
Oh,
that's what he meant.
talking about the mic.
And in all fairness,
tell me this.
For every show, I tell people talk on the mic, talk to the top of the mic, because people always want to talk to the side of it like this, and then you sound like this, and then they're like. Yo, so what's going on? I'm talking to your butt cheeks. I'm talking to your butt cheeks.
Your chichitas.
Your butt cheeks are talking to you right now.
It's like, yeah. Live from eating the booty like groceries.
So when you come back.
Leo actually didn't hang up. He just had some technical difficulties. Right? You didn't hang up on us, right, Leo?
Hey, Leo, what you doing next week?
Yeah, this is Leo again.
Hey, Leo, what you doing next weekend?
What am I doing next weekend?
What you doing next weekend?
I will be hanging out in Santa Monica.
Santa Monica?
Vacation in the Hamptons, motherfucker. What you think I would be doing? Linen shorts all day.
Aw, shit. Great Wolf Lounge?
Yo, why don't you guys go kick it at the Super Audio
Didn't I just say I was doing something, motherfucker?
Santa Monica sounds way better than the Audio House.
No. Leo, so I'm going to be the nosy guy, though. I love your love life. So you got a new girlfriend? What's up?
What's up? Oh yeah, that's the
call. Why you didn't tell us though? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like Radio Show Brothers. Like,
what?
You know, like, why you never told us? Yeah, but Leo, like, I'm gonna be the asshole. Like, we got Oh, you can stay on.
Wait, what?
Oh shit! I'll give.
Wait, you gotta complete a sentence.
It works.
I do have a homemade porn, though, that I gotta...
Ray just got something placed in front of him.
I'll give it back.
Lost full contention.
No, fuck Leo. No, so you went to see the movie Get Out, man. I'm really interested. What was your point of view on it? I know, like...
Just give us
1 minute. Like, let's say bye to the...
Okay.
Let's do something together, Leo. Like, I know you're on the phone line. Let's say goodbye together to our host of the night.
Guess host. Okay.
Just imagine you're here. Like,
this is Lady Boo.
So it's Dre. So it's Lady Boo and Dre all day.
And there's a doctor over there with a sandwich.
Hey Leo, don't trip, man. When you come on the audio show, I'm gonna let you tell
all you want about Get Out or Get On or
Get Up.
And about your new
You're gonna be a star in my movie, Get Off.
Now I catch you guys when you guys are leaving.
Yeah. But let's do this. Let me we'll call you back because I want to talk about this movie before we close the show. We're not closing the show. We promise LAPartyRadio.com we're going to be till 11. Sure. They give us the free hotline. So I want to talk about this Get Out.
I want to talk about it.
Yeah. Okay, man.
All right, bro. We'll talk right now.
All right. Yeah, get back on the hotline.
All right. No, we gotta finish this episode. The crossover proper, you know.
I didn't want to hear no damn spoilers anyway.
Dre all day, Lady Boo.
Crossover.
Family.
Thank y'all for being on the show. But I'm gonna ask the same thing we did, like we always do with the guest host. Can y'all give a shout out? You know, freestyle.
It's just wax his motherfucker like treat the hot way.
For the Active LA Radio. Just give a shout out to Active LA Radio, but just freestyle, like fuck your motherfuckers, you know, whatever.
Freestyle, but he's gonna tell you what to say, okay?
Yeah, I always do.
I know, right? I'm ready for my script.
ActiveLARadio.com, baby.
Yeah, there we go. So there we go. Let me imagine. Yeah. Yes. Imagine this routine 5, 6, 7, 8.
Whenever I'm not stealing.
I told you he's going to count you motherfuckers down.
Whenever I'm not stealing video games from Nintendo, I'm listening to Active LA Radio.
Meow. All right, let's try this. Let me turn off Tremaine's microphone off.
Tremaine, he's my voice. He's my backup.
All right.
Yeah, he's not
going to
say that.
No, we'll kick this guy out. All right, there we go. Dre, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Whenever I'm not kicking it with my homie Dre, I'm listening to Activate LA all day, every day. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a keeper.
How about Lady Boo?
Lady Boo. Cute.
Lady Boo's gonna do it.
Oh, he has to count you off.
Yeah,
you
gotta do it properly. All right. You gotta tell me what to say. I
mean. Well, Dre already, like, he's the sensei. Okay, 5, 6, 7.
Yo, LA, activate yourself with Activate LA Radio. Booyah. And it's hot.
Glow drinks.
Line. Yeah. Thank you for coming down, man.
Glow drinks, Blue Moon, and Corona Extra.
Yeah,
and
man.
Our long endorsing Nissan Gardena.
The Nissan beep beep.
And Voltron clocks. And post-it notes on your drawers.
Oh, man. But thank you for being here, man. If we could keep you guys more longer, this and that. But most stuff, like, you know, like, go kick it with you guys, and whenever you guys just want to come down, you know what I mean? Like,
like I said, you guys are more welcome to come to the pad. The audio house is a clubhouse. It's for people to come in and have fun. If you guys are willing to come down and kick it with us, come on down, kick it with us and shit. You guys have a good time. And if you don't like our show, there's several shows on the network. We got the Hot Box.
I like your show a lot.
We sometimes have Scumbag, Sex Story Tuesdays.
Tuesdays, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes he's there, sometimes he's not. But when he's there, it's fun, I guess. And come on down.
The Super Audio Network.
Yeah, we're trying to do what we can.
We need to make a trailer for the Super Audio Show.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. Like,
Freestyle Fridays. Before... Any MCs out there, come on the Freestyle Friday. We have a... Freestyle Fridays. You'll like this. We have a Battle Rumble, right? That's the first round where you battle anybody in the battle, right? Yeah. And then the Royal Rumble, where you battle people, but you can only say nice things about each other.
Tremaine,
I love that shirt. Yo, you're putting a hurt on my ego. Yo,
that's fucking different.
Oh,
right?
It's like,
how did you come out with that idea, though, man? It's like different, but it's tight. It's like
the opposite of a roast.
Because people come angry. You know what I mean? They like want to like. So I'm like, I'm gonna rip your ass.
Right, and then I was like, Royal Humble. Well, a nice thing. Wow. It works. I'm out of here, man.
Sick, I know, man.
That was you. Fuck you. You're cool. And fuck you. I'm out.
He's not cool.
On his show, he actually has a sample of that.
Super Audio Brothers. Thank y'all for coming down, man. I wish I could keep you guys here on the show, but, you know. Love ya. We'll be back real soon. Yeah, so we're back. Active LA Radio Show. What's up? This is your friend, Ray Funk, man. It's been a long ass day, long ass night, but it's been really, really fun. probably you tuning in right now. This is our second podcast. I don't know if it's like, what would this be like? Episode 67?
Is it 67, 68?
But if you're tuning in, you know that right now we're finishing up the episode with the Super Audio Brothers crossover.
And the B-side. Two. Double dose,
man. It was really good to have, you know, the Dre all day and Lady Boo in the house, man. Shit, I'm kind of beat, you know what I mean? Like, not only for today.
I'm too old for this shit.
I'm never too old for podcasting, man. But I'm really happy, man.
Shout out to Danny Glover.
But I got to give credit to us, man. Like, you know what I mean? We never have a fucking script. We never have fucking fucking topic. We used to have it, but today we rocked this shit. It was two shows all the way from fucking 5 p.m. and it worked fucking goddamn great, you know.
Wow, you really felt it. It worked fucking goddamn great.
I did, you know what I mean? There was a lot of topics that we touched on, a lot of ideas. I did learn a lot about the touching. No, I learned a lot about stuff that we even talked before, and that was the weeaboos, the weebs, you know. And and the ladies, they talked about it and what it was, you know, from a female perspective, you know. So, DR, I need to get your ass over here on the show. What's up? So far, what's up? Like, you've been here?
Let's hit Leo back. You remember his...
We're supposed to, yeah.
We're supposed to hit him back at least so we can show off with the...
Was it the last number?
Were we talking to him the last number?
See, well, I got the number right here. Contacts. I'm not going to tell you the whole number, yeah, but yeah. I... so, it's...
The last three numbers? Leo... 2119?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
call
yeah.
Leo back.
I learned a lot from the ladies from Cloud 9 Cafe, man. It was just a lot of shit, you know what I mean? It was a lot of stuff. Lee wanted to talk about Get Out, man. The movie, yeah. Man. I can't wait to check out that movie.
It seems like Leo has started doing shit since we last talked to him.
Oh no, probably he's like getting ready for tomorrow night.
There we go. All right, Leo, we got you back. We called back. You know our breaks are real quick.
How quick?
Real quick. What the heck? Was that one long break?
No, it's a real quick one, bro. Let's jump into the movie, man. Get Out, man. Because I really, like, you know what? I'm not downloading or I'm bootlegging that movie. I'm going to the fucking theater and supporting it. What's up? Is that good?
Well, I don't know if Get Out is, like, is that. So, here's the thing. I mean, it was a good film, right? You know what I'm
saying? Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was a good film. But... I don't know. How would you describe it? Hold on, let me put... How would you describe it?
Me?
I thought it was pretty good. Because someone who watches a lot of horror, I wouldn't say it was really scary.
Right. It definitely wasn't, like, the best horror film.
But they called it a social thriller. I read somewhere that that's what they call that.
Oh, I like thrillers.
It's definitely one of the movies, like, it's definitely one of those films that if you have, like, one of those stereotypical black get-togethers, and you, like, watch movies, I think that's definitely a film, like, I would see being played in, like, my living room of my mom's house. Because it has a lot of jokes that I would say that African-Americans may find funny. And it's like, I kind of wonder if the white people in the theater... Yeah, able to catch that. They definitely were
about to
flood over their heads.
I'm gonna make a pause right there. I don't think you know what I mean. The white people were very happy. You know what I mean by the movie. What it
Shout
was.
Out to Ray, speaking for the white people.
You'd be surprised. No, the majority of people in the theater are white.
No, but Leo,
and like
Leo,
over 50 look
but,
white.
But before what I heard, I didn't watch the movie, but there was a lot of real shit. That showed about like not what white people think, but it showed a lot about their expressions, their body language.
I would say it's more it was more of what people, what some people call microaggression, rather than like outright like Black Lives Matter type shit. Would you?
I would say that. I would say it's the subtle, but I would say it's the, there's like a lot of layers to it, because there's the subtle things that people go through all the time, and then there's like the deeper like psychological damage some people have that are minorities.
That's true, yeah. But but the movie, itself was like, was it like what you guys thought it was gonna be? Cause you see previews, right? But once you guys saw the movie, was it what you guys were expecting?
I would say so. I'm not gonna say any spoilers, so never mind.
Yeah,
that's okay. Go for it.
I didn't expect the exact like ending. In different issues, but yeah, it was what I expected, though, overall.
Yeah, I actually didn't see any of the trailers for this movie, but based on what I heard, I was expecting something along the lines of, like, the Stepford Wives. I thought the Stepford Wives was an overall better movie. I could sort of tell it just had a slightly lower budget, not saying anything to, like, the actors or, like, the production value of anything like that. But you can tell, like, the sort of entire scope is much smaller than compared to similar types of horror movies of the set of plot lines and genre. But yeah, no, like, in terms of, I was expecting to be, like, more overt, like, sort of, purge sort of style, like, white people versus the black people, and, like, white people are start chopping people up. Like, I was expecting something along those lines, like, to be that outrageous. But I was surprised how, like, how pretty much down to earth, if you can say something like that, this movie actually was.
Yeah.
It was frighteningly realistic in certain aspects, and just how, you know, not really absurd it was. And but there were pretty additional little frights here and there. But yeah, it was enjoyable. I liked it. Definitely not something I'm probably seeing again or rushing to see again, per se, but...
I think it's something everyone should see.
So I have a question for you guys, though, because this is the thing I got from the movie. And I've been really interested in hypnotism. So I haven't seen the movie yet, and I am going to see the movie. I'm not going to download it. I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to stream it because, like, it looks like it's a movie that I want to support. But what got me interested is that it looked like hypnotism was part of it. Was hypnotism
part of it? We're not going to give you spoilers. We're going to let you find out on your own. You don't want to give anything away on that one. You'll find out, man. You'll see it, and then we can talk about it once you see it, right? I don't want to spoil it for you.
No, thank you for it. No, because lately, like, you know what I mean? I've been trying to, like, hypnotize my own self in the mirror, you know what I mean? Like, hypnotism, like, you know what I mean? Like, hypnosis. Like, mm-hmm. I go to sleep with these audio hypnosis, like, audios. I will admit it. I do every night, you know what I mean? Do they change my life? They don't, but they do remind me that I need to change what I want to change, you know what I mean?
Stop drinking. Can you tell yourself to drink less?
Yep, I drink more now.
I think it's because you're doing it in the mirror. When you try, to do less, it's going more. So I think that's the whole issue.
Felicia?
Yeah, you need to get someone else to hypnotize you.
Oh, okay. So what about Logan, though?
I went to go see Logan with my coworkers on Friday.
Oh, you haven't seen it? No, because Trevor's laughing, but remember, it was like a quick, like, you know, you took off, like, real quick, and, you know, like, today was, like, a long show, and there was, like, you know what I mean, like, people coming in and out, so, so you haven't seen Logan, the movie, right? Like...
No, I saw it on Friday.
Oh, you saw it?
I enjoyed it.
But?
It was a very, it was a very somber movie. Not as, like, it was definitely nowhere near as in terms of the over-the-top action as the last X-Men movies, but satisfying nonetheless. Story it's not probably the most, well...
It was a sad story?
You know, it was very satisfying. I enjoyed it. Lots of callbacks, lots of, like, random cameos. Well,
kind of like the random cameos. But like, if you like the X-Men cinematic universe, you're going to like that movie. If you like Wolverine as a character, you're going to love that movie.
But Logan is like the pre before Wolverine. Is that what the movie?
No, it's I would say it's the finale of that Wolverine trilogy.
Logan.
It sounds fucking sad already, bro. You know what I mean? Like it's like after, so it means like, you know, after he's Wolverine, maybe he just like retired or something.
It's based on the old man Logan comic book series.
Oh, so it's a comic book series. Yeah.
And it's set in 2029. I think that was right. Sorry.
I didn't see it. So.
Yeah, so it was set in 2029. And so like Logan is very you'll see by the first few minutes of the film sort of sets the tone on how like old and sort of like beat up and just like. How Logan just gives zero fucks anymore about the world, and it's really, I don't know, like the first scene is very powerful, and it sort of sets the tone for the entire movie. And it's just it's just like him. It's just funny because it's the first scene, so I'll just sort of briefly describe it. Like he's like asleep and like in his like limo, and he's like a chauffeur, and like he gets. Some people try to jack his wills, and he has trouble like beating up a bunch of like thugs because you know he's old and like he's not healing properly, and like when he tries to bring out his claws, he can't fully bring out all three of them. like the last one like only goes out halfway, and so you can tell that you know that he's not the Wolverine in his prime that you know that we're used to seeing in the comic books and in the movies. And it's, the movie sort of goes out to sort of explain how, you know, how they got there, why Logan is so washed up, and some other stuff happens as well, and some, you know, new characters we introduced. It's a nice film, very touching, very heartwarming, very sad, and I really enjoyed that.
Now,
I mean, you had two days of a successful cinema then.
Yeah.
Now...
Yes?
Yeah, now, this is a question I want to ask for myself. Now, so it seems like this is like one of the like only like films that that they talk about a superhero after his prime. Is this the only superhero they done a film on, or like maybe a comic on? Because they talk about you know like Wolverine after like
or right.
one season. It sounds sad, though. You know what I mean? Like, it's just...
Well, the Watchmen... So superhero movies are that take place after the superhero's prime. Or it's... They're definitely... They're the Watchmen. But that's sort of the base of the Watchmen book. Or a comic book. So I don't know if that really counts in this case.
Okay.
Because that's definitely... Superheroes are vigilantes. Or superhero vigilantes. Who are definitely out of their prime. I think a lot of the mainstream, Spider-Man, Batman hasn't really done this before, Superman, I don't know if any of the old Superman movies have done this. Not that I can remember.
Comic-wise, this probably happened before, but there's plenty of older, you know, but movie-wise, I think this might be the first.
Right, so like explicitly focus on like on that aspect of things. I'm pretty sure, like maybe like in the animated series, as far as some of the DC stuff have likely done that.
Batman Beyond. Bruce Wayne was like you know the old guy guiding the young kid.
Right, like in Batman Beyond, exactly. Because they played the DC animated universe played fast and loose with the timelines, and so a lot of the futuristic shows. Shows that place the future.
Watch it, asshole.
That might be also happening like in the Iron Man series as well.
Because they're gonna have the new teenage girl,
right,
taking his place.
Wait, so Downey Jr. still there to pass the torch?
Well, but it's questionable if that's happening in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Though.
It's happening in the comics.
It's happening in the comics.
I don't know, but I do have to think. I feel like this has happened before, but I think it's more of a. It's really been touched upon in the comic books and more of the animated series than anything movies, because most people back in the day didn't want to see a washed up superhero. That's more of the dark, gritty times of what we live in our current era. Back then, it's all Kemp and Schwarzenegger cameos happy good times.
We haven't got an official company as far as Marvel or DC, but we've actually got this story already: the washed up superhero with Will Smith's Hancock.
Oh wow,
that's a good point. Was Hancock Dark Horse though? Or if that could have been also an original movie.
I thought it was, but that would
definitely have the whole, washed up, used to be the good, strong hero, but now he's, homeless and washed up.
He kept that bottle in his fist, though. He always had that bottle of Jack.
Oh, yeah. Hungry Grandma, it seems like it's... Yeah, it seems like Hancock might have been just an original script.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, no, definitely. Man, yeah, it's cool, man. Definitely there's something. But yeah, I definitely can't think of anything else on my head. You almost make the claim that Batman vs. Superman, that Batman was sort of past his prime in that movie, because he was... At that point, he had already gone through the majority of the Batman shit that we've, known him for, and he completely went, 180, where, he was, lining up fools' machine guns, and so, because the Joker had already killed off one of the Robins, and so you can sort of make the claim that, Batman, as described and portrayed in Batman vs. Superman, was, past his prime. But nowhere, the whole, Old Man Logan type of thing.
All right, see, I didn't even know that part of the situation or continuity where that was, Batman weathered or something. I just didn't know it was Ben Affleck. I know he, wrote into it and everything. I didn't know there was a comic. Cause was there a crossover in the comics, that really happened, Superman, Batman?
Yes, so the movie is loosely, the movie has bits and pieces from that comic book, but I wouldn't say it's based off that comic book. The movie is more sort of establishing a new sort of DC universe than anything else. I wouldn't say that movie is actually based on the actual Superman vs. Batman comic book.
They saw what Marvel was doing. They're like, hey, these fucking post-credit scenes are working. We need to do some shit like that. Speaking of which, Leo, I thought the Suicide Squad was good until I heard so many people. I still think it was cool, but so many people said it was fucking shitty.
I actually like Suicide Squad.
I really like it. Especially for what it's supposed to be, a fucking Fast and Furious version of superhero movies, intro, got alligator, Harley.
That's a good point. There are people who want to hate, and then people who are just too hard to please, or thought they want to see something and got something else. I can understand there are legit criticisms to Suicide Squad, but overall, I thought it was a really fun, entertaining movie, and I can't wait to see a sequel.
Porno.
Porno sequel.
I can't wait to see, both of the movies, though. Get Out, Logan, I know I just jumped in right now, I'm out doing a bunch of stuff, and, jumping in and out. But I need to have a part two of this Get Out movie, man. I'm not jocking. I'm not promoting it.
I haven't seen the first one, but this should be a part two.
But no, it's so intriguing. You know what I mean? I've been even saving myself from trying to get a dirty download. Mm-hmm. But it looks crazy. It looks crazy. It looks frightening. But I think on tomorrow I'm gonna go after I do my taxes. I'm gonna go check it out.
Shout out to Ray having his priorities in order.
So, big shout out to you, Leo, for calling back in. Who are you with right now?
With my girlfriend, Dana.
Yeah, big shout out to Dana, man.
Dana, debuting on the hotline.
Did she know you do radio, though? Like,
wait, what? What'd you say?
Did she know you did radio? Because, like, you know what I mean? Like, you're very, like, I don't think a lot of people, like, know you do radio or do your...
No, I tell people. She listened on the show, four weeks ago? Yeah, no, she listened in.
Oh, can I ask her a question? Dana?
Yeah.
Your man's made for radio, don't you think?
Actually, what's the question?
That's don't you think? Like, no, Dana? Like, I like Leo. He always has, like, a lot of good topics, good ideas, and stories to tell, man.
Yeah, I think so.
If you're just now joining us on Tickling Balls with Ray, I was focusing on Leo.
No, I wouldn't fuck Leo, but you know what I mean, because I'm straight. Yeah. But Leo, I like Leo. Like Leo.
You all those guys are after me, man.
Oh, man. But Leo puts the accent on the radio show. To be honest, like, you know what I mean. Like, I think every host like brings something to the show. You know what I mean. But Leo always brings that. It's kind of like that world star hip hop, like where he doesn't agree, you know. It isn't so right.
Yeah, just don't talk about all the maids that are today's show.
No, Dana, that's one thing I like about your man. Like, you know what I mean? He doesn't like sugarcoat shit on the radio show. You know what I mean? He doesn't like agree like with the social media and this and that. So. So when did he tell you like he did radio? Like, you thought he was bullshitting you?
I actually knew him for a while, and I didn't know about it for like maybe 2 years or something. Well, no, because I feel like I brought it up once. So it was like before I was like, oh yeah, I started to do this live stream podcast thing.
So how did you tell her?
So yeah, I brought it up once a few times.
How did you tell her though? Mm-hmm.
What'd you say?
How did you tell her, like, for the first time I do radio, like?
No, usually what happened when I started doing your show, which is like...
Our show.
No, I'll just tell people that, oh, you know, they're like, oh, have you done anything new? It's like, oh, yeah, I started having these, like, cool cats that have their own, like, radio show, interview a bunch of local artists, DJs, singers, musicians, things like that, and other people who are active in downtown LA, and it's really cool because I get to talk to a lot of interesting people who are doing a lot of, not English major, but doing a lot of interesting things in the city area, and it's really cool to sort of expand my sort of social circle and viewpoint about what's going on with me, going on, on around me.
Leo's getting
nervous. Are you getting nervous at your girl?
I can't take the pressure, man.
Give me the chick, bro.
Why are you guys looking at me like that? There's something in my nose.
Give me the cheek, bro. I want to get lost in your booty hole. And...
We weren't there on Sunday. I was like, oh, just listen to the radio show on Sunday, because thing I do.
Motherfucker, that's LAPartyRadio.com. Like, you know what I mean? Like, get it right.
You already have a listener here, man, right? You don't need to be like trying to like advertise.
I got. You know my whore ass. Okay, keep going.
No, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely need to set up a little live stream thing at the May Cafe though thing. That would be really cool. You have to do that. Cool. And then you go to other like events like that.
Yeah, but then, I agree with you, but then you have the DR with his fucking pants, like, bell buckle open, you know, little unshaped, like, fucking, like, intimate parts showing, you know what I mean, like.
There are rules there.
Leo, let me ask you a question. Like, if the DR hasn't respected KLPR Studio 11, what makes you think this motherfucker is going to respect the Maids Cafe, bro?
Okay, well, I haven't seen DR stuff seeing what has
I don't even want to say because your lady's on the line. But this motherfucker, the ladies of the Maze Cafe, like, even noticed. Homeboy, like, friends, like, noticed that DR had his bell buckle wide open, bro. The way he, like.
What? No, he did it.
Yeah, what? Of course he did.
I never remember.
And I'm not mad.
I'm
not mad at DR.
I was sitting right next to him. I didn't see any of that.
All right, because, you know, shit. I gotta keep like seeing what the fuck's going on the show, but yeah, but that does the DR though. Leo, I hope you come back to the show, man. I need your ass over here.
Here comes the point when we hang up on you, Leo. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Like, come back like I left.
Yeah, nah. But you guys have fun tonight, man. You know what I mean. Enjoy this beautiful evening. Do we call this evening? Like, or is it night already? Like, I don't think my ESL class is like covered like this part of evening, night, buenas noches. But Leo, have a great time.
Yeah,
you guys enjoy it.
We're gonna play Civ 5.
Which one?
Civ 5.
Yeah.
What's that?
Online like civilization building game, like World Conquest and stuff like that.
Oh, you guys like that, huh? You like all this sustenance? I'm gonna destroy you! Ha ha! I love it.
Oh, daddy, make me ask. Make me ask for it, daddy. You guys have a good one, man. Thank you for calling
Leo
in.
Leo and Dana on the hotline. Oh, shit.
Yeah, they were the fucking dick. I saw you, bro. Oh,
fuck.
Yeah, you like that shit. Huh? Like, yeah,
hey, Leo, we love you over here.
Nah, you know, this motherfucker doesn't like
I don't play civilization games, but I do like to play the hang-up game.
I like playing the penetration games. Activate LA Radio, man. It was a fucking long-ass day, man. I'm ready to close it down. I got to do my taxes tomorrow. Wake up at 11. I have a long fucking time, but I'm fucking lazy as fuck. Tremaine? Shout out to anybody, like, you know what I mean, like.
Shout out to all the listeners of the Activate LA Radio Show.
Big shout out to Goddess Hacks. You know what I mean, like
Goddess Hacks, the Cloud Nine May Cafe, Lady Boo, Super Audio Network.
You know what I mean, Dr. Scum,
Scum,
Sally,
Smurf. Shout out to Dusty and Heidi, the Dusty and Heidi Show.
You know, big shout out to the Johns that called in. You know what I mean? The Johns.
Yeah, fucking Johnny Arco. I mean, this is always a great day when Johnny Arco just decides to call in. You know, you never know what's going on. It's Johnny Arco.
Johnny Arco is the man. We need to have Johnny
Moore.
We had Rella Moore. And we need to have Johnny Arco back in the show. We need to have Rella Moore and everything, you know. Everybody.
Time Machine Part 2.
Time machine. She's just a time machine. And don't forget, Rhythm Announce, it's gonna be
March the 15th.
15th.
At Tokyo Beat, that's 319 East 2nd Street, Los Angeles.
And we have already, and it feels so fucking quick and fast. I think it's Carbon Nights this Sunday already, bro. Gotta make the flyer, bro.
There we go. Carbon Nights every second and fourth Sunday at Carbon in Culver City.
California. DR, before we go and take off, man, I want to give a shout out and I want to thank you for bringing one of the twins? It had to be
twins. Yeah, like a preliminary, I guess you could say. Yeah, it was like her visit was like a preliminary. She plans to come back with her sister, maybe a couple of her sisters, and that'll be a cool experience for them.
Suck it.
They do a lot. They're into otaku culture, goth culture. They have a few things going on, so y'all will get a kick out of them as well. But today was an epic day in Activate LA.
There we go, man.
We did our thing.
So, Tremaine, man.
LA Activate.
What did you think from the whole show, man? The whole, just whole shebang. It was.
He don't think shit, mother freako.
It's just another day in the office.
Yeah, man. I couldn't remember the whole name of the all the ladies, you know what I mean? But
the Cloud Nine girls.
Mates.
Cute mates,
yeah. Wanna make sure I get it right. So did you guys like get the names and everything?
One was Fox.
Fox.
Was it Kawaii or it was like a Japanese, kawaii girl. Or,
yeah. When so this is sound like, you know, like we're fucking up. We need to have him back in the show. We will, you know what I mean? And maybe this time, like, we'll have, like, the maids just talk about their experience on, you know, being a maid. You know what I mean? Like, what it is. They did talk a little bit about, like, how when they play cards. I did ask a really good question. The cards games or some shit? Like, yeah, you know, it was a blow. The second blow, yeah, yeah. But I did want to ask a really good question. That was, like, because you know what I mean? Like, people will always ask him, like, did guys fall in love with them? But I asked a good question, and it was like, have they fall?
I'm actually glad you asked that question. That's because it happened, guys. I love them.
But there was two of the maids that they fell in love with, the two of the customers.
One admitted, she was like, well, you know what? I just don't want to talk about it.
I don't think they said they fell in love. I thought they just had a crush. Yeah, yeah. Y'all asked if they had a crush on someone. I don't know.
No, was a crush. But it was that, you know.
I think Ray asked if they were crushing.
Crushing. So, thank you for listening on LAPartyRadio.com. And thank you guys for listening on IdentifyRadio.com. If you guys are not listening to us at IdentifyRadio.com, please make sure you guys just tune in and support. You know, go to IdentifyRadio.com from every Wednesday from 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. They're supporting us. You know what I mean? They pushing us, and they love us. So, IdentifyRadio.com, and every Sunday night, LAPartyRadio.com, 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. on LAPartyRadio.com. Don't forget to fucking check out our sponsors. That is Glow Beverages. That is Glow Beverages. And in case you're listening to our episodes on YouTube, like, you know what I mean? I've been, like, uploading our episodes like really show the like
archives.
No, I'm like in episode 20, but if you're listening to this show on Podomatic, make sure to go on YouTube, subscribe, and hit a like, because maybe like that's the only way. We're not getting paid for this shit. We love it. We do love it. And but it'll be nice, at least we get some chips, you know what I mean, like throughout that little money, or donate. I'm fucked up. Oh, I'm Pink Dell. Activate LA Radio. We're taking off. That's it. I'm like, donate.
Wish Activate LA. I wish Ray a safe trip, y'all, for to the Far East.
Thank you, brother. All right. Activate LA Radio on LA Party Radio and Identify Radio.
Oh, we're a very welcoming group. Oh my god. No, we're a very welcoming group. We like everyone to feel included at our cafe. Like, even when we go up on stage and play games with people, we pull people from the crowd to come play games with us.
Get a little bit involved. Yeah. What kind of games? What type of games?
Oh, fan service,
hockey, the hobby kissing game. Are you guys familiar with Suck and Blow?